Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
This is the year to get New England.
What? I'm sorry.
This will be the first time you coach against one of your former players. It will just be odd to see
It'll be the Patriots against the Titans. That's what it'll be.
The first player turned head coach that you've had to go against?
Yeah, I think it is.
Suck on it.
Well. Did anybody notice who really struggled for Tennessee?
When I say the words Malcolm go, what does that mean to you?
Malcolm Butler is an utter disaster.
I don't know. They gave up on me.
When Belichick walks into Patriot Place today, I hope he walks in like Conor McGregor in an octagon.
There's two things I really like to do, and that's whoop ass and look good.
Right now.
I mean, come on, fellas.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, final hour here of OMF today at 617-779-7937. I like when the boys just kind of dance around to the opening.
You all right, by the way? You okay?
I'm good. Well, I had a little Novocaine. I had a lot of Novocaine.
So, like, but last break, God, I heard you do the injury report. Did you hear the injury report?
Novocaine's still wearing off. Injury report?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you have a Glenn?
Patriots injury report. Sony Mitchell, limited participant.
Wait, who?
Sony Mitchell.
Who's Sony Mitchell? Singer?
The new guy they just added on the team today.
Isn't that a singer?
You don't follow the team? Patriots injury report. Sony Mitchell, brand limited participant. He's a left tackle. They got Trent Brown. They're worried about his illness.
Sure.
They got Sony Mitchell in here.
Yeah, but then what about this one?
Torn the offseason.
I love Dick.
What was that about?
What's wrong with that?
What was that about?
What are you, offended by it?
No, not offended. Just
talking about Dick from Upton.
Confused.
What's that?
I like Dick from Upton.
We know.
Is that a problem with that? He's a good caller. You don't like the old callers, Lou? Eight seniors?
Probably stop.
What do you hate?
Dick comments.
What do you mean?
I love Dick. What?
Speaking of...
the guy's name is Dick.
Okay,
what am I supposed to say?
No,
Richard?
I just
that's what Dale does. Richard.
Please.
Richard.
Threw me off a little
just
bit.
Just explain to me how you get
ask him
Dick
about the
from
Dick
Richard. How do you get Dick from Richard? How do you get the name Dick from Richard?
I don't know.
Not the other thing. Like, not what you're thinking.
I don't know where...
What
do
you mean
what
I'm thinking? I'm not thinking anything.
I have no idea what should be Richard or Rick.
Yeah, if you name your son Richard or Rich, who gives somebody the opportunity to call you Dick? Like I understand Christian. People used to call me Chris.
Okay,
but Richard,
that. Rick,
and Dick.
Rick.
Like, they don't go together.
No, it should be Rick.
How about William and Billy?
Again.
Another one.
Respect for yourself.
Another one. Where's that come from?
Where does it come from? You're old. You get it? Like,
what do you mean I'm old?
All these stupid nicknames ended up started when like you were born.
You tell me.
I have no idea.
William, Bill, Richard, Dick.
I have no idea.
Okay.
We should ask Keith.
Keith might know.
That's right. We can call Rich Dick.
This is dawning on you.
Now.
You just fire.
Just now.
Dick Keith.
Yes, Dick.
I think Dale called him that yesterday.
All right, we can call him Dick. I'm going to call him Dick from now on.
Well, I think Minahan's called him that a few times, too.
Oh, no.
They had a different meaning, though.
No. Sorry.
I'm going to call it out of respect.
Oh, okay.
Everybody needs a nickname.
Ryan, are we all set for Friday?
Like I said, Ryan.
Trini, Friday.
Yeah, we're going to work that out.
We're working that out?
We may want to get Trini on the next 3 minutes.
Because if we can't work that out,
lock the doors quick. We'll do it.
We can also have the big fella here do a prank call.
Oh, he's good at those.
He can call out.
I am excellent.
We'll put it on the air.
Next week, we'll be in this little studio all by ourselves down the hall here, right,
oh
for the whole
God.
Week?
Yeah, they're putting
so maybe we're the only ones in here. Will they leave us alone in this building?
We pretty much are alone in this building. Have you realized it's
nobody's
like
out
a,
here?
It's
nobody here.
It's us
nobody
here. And the sales staff, I think, left over on this floor.
Amazing how much
it's
coffee.
Like everybody,
there's plenty of coffee now. Have you noticed
cups,
that?
Plenty of mugs.
You never run out.
Nope. Mugs
it's
are
unbelievable.
Good.
I think we should stay here. I think we should have a cool
this is
and
kind of nice,
let
it?
Them all go down the street
isn't it
to
nice?
The old Sports Hub studio. We're
sure.
going to stay right here.
You pay the payments on the lease.
Plus
and we'll be good.
Plus, I don't trust that new studio down the street. They say it's new. It's
I
the old Sports
haunted.
Hub studio.
I heard it's haunted.
Haunted?
Dude, yeah. I'm telling you, this is going to be like scalpels and it's going to be like skin.
Yeah.
No.
Like
something
Jimmy
else
skin.
Out of the movie Saw.
Yeah. It's going to be like some like weird room where Jimmy Stewart does his thing, like weird stuff.
Bertrand's,
yeah, that's a weird
Bertrand's leftover Oreos.
Lots of leftover
table,
food
you know? Yeah.
There's nothing left over.
Okay, so Kirk is on the phone. He's on the phone. He's Eddie in the car. Eddie in the car.
Okay, yeah.
You want to try?
Yeah, try it.
Try Eddie in the car. Can we try Eddie in the car?
Let's
go to Eddie in the car.
Eddie has answers for you, Christian.
Hello,
go
Eddie.
Ahead. Eddie, hey, Eddie.
Hey, guys, listen, I want you to know my
Damn.
Name, but I've got an answer for you, so don't hang up with me, but
oh,
my name is Edmund,
suck
we
already.
Can go with, and they call me Ed, they call me Eddie, they call me Ed, and that's derived from that. Now, my brother's name was William, and you're saying, well, how do you get Billy out of William? I'm going to tell you how.
Go ahead.
It's simple. William is this, and then they turn around and they call him short. They call him Willie. So it would be Willie.
I get that.
And it went to Billy. So that's where you got the connection. But I'm with you.
I'm confused. Willie, how do you go from Willie to Billy? It's a W Willie and Billy a B. How do you go? How do you change it?
It sounds the same. There's at least some sound that's the same.
Not really.
But Richard's a dick. I'm sorry. I don't know how you
pronounce
that.
Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, whoa. That
was so stupid.
We're a bunch of children.
How about John? How about John? And they're suddenly Jack. John is Jack. How was John is Jack?
They're
if you're Jackson, I can see you shorten it to Jack, right?
I got one. I got an uncle. It's Frank. You know what we call him?
Frankie.
Jack.
Well, that makes no sense.
But he had no Jack?
Well, that had more of like his Jack, I think, was his uncle. Like, he was really close to him. So they call, but Frank and Jack? What are we doing?
Okay, so if you
I was like 14 years old when I found out my uncle's real name was Frank.
If you could go from John to
threw
Jack.
Me for a loop. I'm still not
a,
over it.
Which is a great point. Can you go from Jack to John? If your name is Jack, are some people going to call you John? Does it work in reverse?
See, my guess is that many, many years ago, you know, hundreds of
many,
years
many
ago.
Many, many moons away.
Yeah, English.
You started with Richard, then you went to Rich or Rick
and then,
or whatever.
Oh, you're a dick.
No, the guy had a speech impediment. And so instead of calling him Rick, they called him Rick.
Oh,
who was?
That's what they did.
They're
what?
So
you got another explanation?
Completely killed this
Do you bit. Have another explanation?
No, I believe that None. Somebody actually thought some guy was being a jerk. And he said, you Richard. You are not a Richard. You're a dick. And somebody overheard it. And then it kind of spread.
My guess is the name came before the use of what you just did.
Yeah.
Old English?
The name, yeah.
Old English.
Yeah. Richard? It's goofiness, yeah.
You think King Richard was a good guy or was he a dick?
I don't think they knew at the time that he was a dick. They didn't look at it that way. I want to talk to your buddy Paulie and Dedham. You almost killed him one day.
Oh, hey, Paulie. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, what do you say, boy?
What do you say? What do you know?
All right, a few things today. Number one, first, before I get to Malcolm Butler, I think they should give Deion Lewis the Marshall Faulk treatment and hit him. Even if he doesn't have the ball, he's coming out, chipping, coming out of the backfield, he tries to get loose, and he always knows where he's at. Like Vrabel was saying to Belichick that week before the Super Bowl as they were practicing, as they coming up the field, a lot of times he'd be yelling out, where is he? Where is he? Because Belichick always was emphasizing in practice, where's Marshall Faulk? Always know where he is on the field. Hit him at all times, and they key their offense off of him. I think they should do the same thing to him.
I like.
Now moving to,
I'm not sure they key their offense off him, but go ahead.
Moving to Butler, they should move him to the slot where he's struggling outside alone. But I think
you're Vrabel, and you're going to put him on Julian Edelman. A guy that's got unbelievable cutting ability.
He can't go. He doesn't run back on the ball very well. Yeah, but he has great lateral movement, and he's tough. He plays in close. He can play as well as any corner in the league the first 15 yards. It's when they do with guys with speed. They'll get behind him because he likes to gamble, and the slot guys are going for the short passes. He'll jump the routes. He's tough. He'll make the tackles. He's a born slot guy.
Hardcore analysis right there. Paulie, you're really breaking it down.
I don't know.
You got to be
Could you see him on
one.
Edelman? Could you see him on
You're
Edelman?
Not going to go to this one, are you?
Which really? One is that? Which one
you
want to go?
You got your little arrow pointed pick... on this. No, I'm not. I don't want to pick any
here,
of them.
Yeah,
you want I want to play more
this,
trendy
this.
Sound.
I'm moving the
I saw what you were trying to do. I feel like it's a bad idea.
It drives you crazy when I move the pointer.
I'd rather take a break than do that. That's not where we're at.
You want to take it? You don't want to take
No, I want to figure out why Malcolm Butler was crying.
Me too.
If he's a little girly, man. Oh, he's so soft.
Telling you, he's going to look over there at pregame during the anthem. He's going to say, he's crying again.
I do think
let's attack him.
I do believe that's probably, you know, all those emotions are going to come back. There's like, it's like he's got daddy issues, right? And like Bill is his daddy.
He's going to start crying?
Yeah, he's going to start crying. Like, why didn't you love me? Why didn't you care for me? why didn't you bounce me on your knee? Like, why weren't you there for my birthdays? Like, you know, a lot of people have daddy issues and they go into certain professions. I'm not saying that's Malcolm Butler. But I'm saying that definitely there's some emotional, like, you know, baggage that he's carrying around with him. Look, you disagree?
No, I agree. I think he could be a mess in this one. There are a lot of guys. There are certain guys that you look at and you say, you know what, this might be a game in which he could really thrive. He could really clean up this miserable season he's had. With this kid, I think just the opposite. That if the emotions are flying in this one, if you're Mike Vrabel, you've seen enough of him. Do you think this kid's going to calm down and say, okay, let me get my act together. I'm good. People like me. I can do this. Or do you think he's going to go out there and overthink it, overplay it, get overly emotional?
He's going to get overly aggressive is what he's going to get. And Brady's going to look him on, do his thing, and he's going to torch him.
Oh, that's what I think. That's exactly what.
Yeah.
You started something. This is unbelievable.
What do you mean?
Peg. Margaret. They take Margaret and they call her Peg.
Come on.
Probably because the first Margaret was a peg leg or something. I don't know. I'm saying.
You think that
you got anything outside the box
that's
here?
The real reason.
I mean, the old days,
Margaret is Peg.
Huh?
I'm just excited.
Margaret
that
is Peggy, yes.
I honestly just realized that I could call Rich Keefe Dick Keefe.
You should.
I mean, the show on Sunday, our pregame show, is going to be unbelievable.
First segment.
Mutt, what do
Fourier,
you think?
And Dick.
Can we, hey, can we
well,
change,
you have to, but you have
can
to
we
include
change the, can we change the intro? Like,
yeah,
Sunday, not? Sunday, Fourier, Maloney, you know, but no, and but it would Dick. Be Fourier, Dick, and Mutt.
Yeah, Keefe would love that. Excuse me, Dick would love that.
Yeah, right?
But don't
can you
have
do
to,
that?
Sure, if we just will it into
because you're the producer, right?
I am the producer.
So if you're being respectful.
I'm going to produce that open.
But if you're being respectful, you include his last name with his first name. You just call him Dick Keefe, right?
Nah,
if you just call him Dick, it's a different story.
Like, could you say, you know, Fourier, Mutt, and the? I mean, I'm not sure if I can even do that.
Have a little respect
for
yourself.
Richard.
And what if he's a big guy?
What do you mean if he's a big guy?
The big guy and the big. Oh, okay. And the little. Sure. Can you do that?
I don't know. You can do whatever
sure
you want, Christian.
But I'm not sure what I can
Christian,
say.
Try it out. What's the worst that could happen? You get suspended again for a week. All right, 617-779-7937.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
28-year-old Jalen. How many championships 28-year-old Jalen got?
I'm not going to jinx myself, but he's had 6 years. I'm going to go ahead and say it's 5 or 6. I'm going to say that.
So you win in the championship every year from here
I don't
to...
Wanna, yeah, I don't want to jinx myself.
You already did. You already said it.
And I don't play to lose, so I'm going to go ahead and say... I'm going to give it a 5. You know what I mean?
5 rings by 28.
That's what... I'm going to go with that, yeah.
You know what? It's come on, Jalen Brown.
Come on, man. Oh, you should have ended with Geo.
Are you joking? Are you fooling around? Or don't you have to play a little bit better?
I went back and looked.
You know what he's doing?
He's flirting.
With Taylor Rooks?
Yeah.
Taylor Rooks?
Taylor Rooks.
Just watch his eyes the whole time.
He might be.
Ryan? You were watching her eyes, so do tell us. Was he looking at her?
I wasn't listening. I was thinking about Taylor Rooks.
So you know, I'm going to win those 5 for you. How many you want? How many you want, girl? You want? You
just
want 2?
Say it.
I'll 5 give
championships.
You want 5?
Not
6.
One. Not 1. Not 2. Yeah. Not 3. Not 4. You're not gonna
get on this guy for that, are you?
Yeah. I am going to get on him. 22. Your team's not doing well right now. Stop it. The big problem you have with that team is some of these guys think that they are better than what they really are. Now, they have the talent to be phenomenal. They have the talent to actually push Golden State when we get to June. But not the way they're playing right now. Not the way they're dealing with each other right now.
It has nothing to do with him saying, I'm going to go. Well, he's playfully saying, you know, he seems like one of those guys that regardless of the situation, you know, he can't even like, he can't fake it. He can't give you the PC answer, which is, well, you know, I just, you know, I'm going to work as hard as I can and we just try to get that first one and we'll see what happens.
For the PC answer. I'm not even
that
asking
that. That is the PC
that.
Answer. The uncomfortable answer, the answer that people don't like him saying, it's like, oh, you're going to jinx it.
No, I feel like this is just the timing of it. I mean, now again, it was at the practice squad. So over here at the facility. So
probably
it wasn't
three
like
days, four
yeah,
days
it wasn't
ago.
Like they after they lost the last couple games, he did this right. So it was before they went to the trip here. So I would just say right now, if I'm Brad Stevens, I'm like, you know, is this part of the problem? Like, do we think that we're just so talented that we control the East because we're not playing well right now?
He said it.
You know what I mean?
But he said it two or three times now, Brad Stevens.
Right. So now you continue to be like, yeah, we're going to win championships. You know, we already declared ourselves the winners of the Eastern Conference. Now we're going to win championships. And it's like, hey, listen, let's get back to just trying to figure out our own team before we start talking about what we're going to accomplish. Let's start accomplishing something this year. And I think it'll happen eventually. But I just think this is a time where Brad Stevens, I think this is his toughest job since he's been here in Boston. You know, now he's got a whole bunch of talent. He's trying to figure out how the hell to make it all work together.
So I've heard him at least twice now, and maybe he said it more than that, where he said, we're not as good as we think we are. We're not as good as what we were last year. Well, last year they lost a couple of key players to injuries. So do you think he's happy when he hears something like this? 22-year-old kid, Jalen. You know,
don't you think that it's maybe...
You got great potential, but come on. You got to take your game to the next level right now. You don't need to be sitting there in interviews, you know, giving the opposition, you know, bulletin board material, sitting there saying we're going to win not one, not two. That was the greatest player in this era who got away with saying that, right? And we laughed at him. And with Jalen Brown, our own guy, who's a 22-year-old kid who has done squat so far in the NBA, we're not going to get on him.
So last year they were what? They start the year, what, like 17-2? Was it 17-2?
Something like that.
And Brad Stevens comes out and says, listen, we're really not. We weren't really that good. You know, like 17-2. Would you say that this year?
I like that. Do you like that when a coach does that?
Yeah, because
he evaluates you based on what he thinks you are.
Yeah, because there's some nonsense in some of those wins, and you can look and go, well, okay, this happened, and we got lucky here, and this guy didn't even play, and whatever, right? So they're 17-2, and he's like, listen, we weren't that good, but this year they're 6-4. Do you think they're 6-4, and they're just kind of even though their record shows that they're 6-4? They beat one of the best teams in the NBA. At least, sorry, not the NBA, but in the East, in Milwaukee. And I don't even think it was had one of their best games.
Yeah, I just saw something where they have the toughest schedule so far, apparently, in the NBA.
It's been a tough schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. But still, I think it's just a matter of time. Again, I'd take Hayward out of that starting lineup. And I would let kind of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum sort of figure it out, while I'm also letting Hayward figure it out, coming in the second unit and just saying, listen, just – get into it a little bit, into your flow offensively. You know, maybe don't feel guilty about taking shots. You know, it's you, Morris, you guys can fight over the ball, whatever you want to do. But take him out, let Jalen and Tatum kind of get right and just try to get everybody in rhythm here little by little. And then you wean Hayward back in the starting lineup and then they play, you know, figure it out how to play together. Because I think that's the biggest problem right now.
Yeah, see, I'm not surprised that they got off to a slow start. I am surprised that they haven't figured it out. You don't even get the feeling that they've started to figure this thing out. They won against Milwaukee because they got a record number of 3-point field goals made.
Yeah,
it wasn't like 3 or 4.
Yeah, it wasn't like they blew Milwaukee off the floor. It was we did something our franchise has never done before. That's how they won the game. They had an 18-point lead on the road in Denver. That was gone in a heartbeat in that second quarter. What the hell happened? And, you know, this is an easy game, this Phoenix game tomorrow night. If they don't blow them out, if that's a close game and they're nip and tuck till the end, then you have to start, you know, thinking even more about it. And then,
Terry Rozier could be on that. It could be his next team.
Well, I think there's an issue here with Terry Rozier in that he's accustomed to being one of the guys, getting a lot of playing time, being a big part of their success. And now what is he? Just an added part.
Well,
that we've got here.
I mean, the fact is that he may think that he's not as valuable as he used to be. I mean, that's his problem, thinking that his value has diminished. I mean, think about like how important he is in the grand scheme of things, because there's really only one team that if you went against, you would need every single last player, like great depth, great guys off the bench, and that's Golden State. Just assuming you win the East and
but I'm
you
not
get
sure
an opportunity.
That works either, playing them.
Well, I'm
that
just
way,
saying though. But... I mean, he's already kind of established himself. The guy averaged a ton of minutes in the postseason. He was starting like 16 something points, you know, a game in the postseason last year. You're going to need him. So if I'm Brad Stevens, the most important thing I'm trying to do is trying to convince him that he's important. You know, I don't know. Well, prop him up. Buy him a cake. I don't know. Take him out to dinner.
Yeah, but don't you get the feeling when you watch these guys play right now? It's almost like they're tentative. They don't, you know, I said it yesterday. They're too unselfish. They really are. And, you know, Tatum, take the ball to the hole. He's the one guy. People keep on talking about too many threes. I don't think that's an issue. But Tatum, off the dribble, he can take anybody he wants, pretty much, to the hole. That opens.
He's not taking the ball to the basket.
At all.
And he's, all the times, he's just pulling up for two. And he's not shooting it well. I mean, he's not shooting it like he was last year, period. So, to me, it still comes down to make and miss, right? Because you look at Jason Tatum now, and you could sit there and say it's isolated basketball, isolation, and it's not going, you know, the way the ball movement, it's not what Brad Stevens wants. However, if he was shooting the ball better, don't you think we'd be sitting there talking about, look at this kid. Look how confident he is right now. Look how confident he is. He's taking over ball games right now. He's putting up points. He's looking for a shot more. But because he hasn't been hitting them, especially in the last six or seven games, now it's turned into selfish basketball. Now it's turned into too much isolation.
Yeah.
So I do think it's a lot of, we go by the results. My question is, and really, Brad Stevens is the only one that just says, you know, is a certain play supposed to be, is he supposed to move the ball to the corner and then things are going to happen and it's stopping with him?
Yeah.
You know, is the ball stopping with Tatum too much and he's getting out of the offensive flow, what they want to accomplish? And if that's the case, then it's a problem. All right, but so if it's just about missing shots, then I would say, you know, keep doing your thing. Eventually they drop.
But we all think they're going to get their act together. But I've got to add this. They've got to do it here pretty quickly. If you go over the years and look at the NBA, usually the really good teams, and we believe they're one of those really good teams up at the top of the group, they don't play around 500 for a month and a half. That does not happen. Usually they all just rise to the top. You see that right from the get-go. And all the great teams over the years, all those Celtics teams, that's what they do. You don't suddenly come out in the second half of the season and figure it out in January or February. Those are the teams that are usually fighting to get into that 5, 6, or 7, or 8 seed, right? This is not one of those teams. I mean, Washington may figure it out sometime during the course of the season. Right now, they're totally lost. But when they figure it out, they're probably a 5, 6, 7, or 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics have got to get it together pretty quickly. Chris Mannix wrote it, saying you can't fall that far behind Toronto and Milwaukee.
Well, you'll lose home court.
Right.
And
that's the difference.
Part of me, I understand that, but they don't have LeBron James. But did anybody worry that LeBron James was the 4 seed or his team was the 3 seed and they didn't have home court? Did anybody feel like LeBron couldn't take his team and walk into Boston and win like he did or other places? I understand it makes it a lot harder. But I feel like if this team gets right, yeah, it'll be easier if you have home court. But I still think they can go in any arena and still win.
They can do it, but I think it's far more difficult. And we all know what home court advantage is in the NBA. They haven't had great success in the last couple of years playing in Toronto. Milwaukee, I think, you know, the new coach, new system, playing defense, they're legit, and they have the best player in the conference. So, yeah, do you want to go and take on the Greek Freak in Game 7 in Milwaukee, Lou? I don't know if I'm crazy about that.
This team's playing well, and they figure it out. I don't think it matters.
You know, if we get to Christmas, and this is still an issue.
Oh, this can't be an issue by Christmas.
Well, I don't think
when's Thanksgiving? When's Thanksgiving?
Like two weeks. 2 weeks from
can't
tomorrow.
Be an issue. It can't be an issue and 2 weeks from tomorrow. Nope, cannot be. No, because they don't have any injuries. I mean, other than Hayward, who's coming back from an injury, they're nursing him back, and you expect that 2 months from now he's going to be a much better player than what you have right now. There's no excuse for this.
You know what? I can't believe you guys are even saying this. You know what? You guys felt the same way about the Red Sox bullpen.
Oh, here we go.
Felt the same way about the Red Sox bullpen. And what happened?
Yeah,
they won it all.
You already heard it from DuPont. How dare you question Tuukka Rask? He's playing so well right now. Seeing people that question the Red Sox bullpen, it's like, oh, my God. Is this the way we're going to do it now all year long?
You're going to question Tuukka Rask because he hasn't played well.
I mean, the head coach came out. Cassidy came out and said, Halak's playing because he's playing better than Tuukka.
He is playing better.
So you shouldn't criticize Tuukka's play?
No. I mean,
No, because you criticized the Red Sox bullpen. How'd that turn out? Is this what we're going to do now? Is this what we've turned into?
Well, there are other issues. They have one line that can score, but beyond that.
Oh, you're going to question this one line? Yeah. I bet you questioned the bullpen.
I am going to question it.
I bet only got one line? No secondary scoring? What'd you think of the Red Sox bullpen? How'd that work out? Duck boats.
Is this what we're going to do now? Because
apparently.
Because they've had success, and during the course of the season, you have questioned stuff. We are now going to just
you
sit
guys
back.
Really questioning the Celtics? Pfft, just like you questioned the Red Sox bullpen. Duck boats. How dare you, stupid idiots. You never learn. We're Boston Sports Radio. You guys are idiots. Duck boats.
It's the same thing you said about the Patriots. They start off slowly, lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they lost to Detroit.
Duck
now
boats.
Where are they?
Duck
the best
boats.
Team in the league.
Duck boats.
Duck boats.
They brought the duck boat onto the Gillette field. They brought.
I wanted to see him bring it on the garden. I wanted to see him bring it on the garden. Nice,
Lou. What was the problem?
There was only one person there.
What was the problem in the basement?
Joe Kelly's the only
guy
that showed up.
Little razor kind of rolls out.
Boy, I've got to tell you, he's busy though. He was like at some school yesterday in Quincy. Joe Kelly is like a hero. Is he the only one that's left in
town? You know
what
he's doing?
Everybody left?
You know what he's doing? He's doing exactly what Isaiah Thomas did during that free agency period. Let me get out into the community. Let me show the Celtics. I'm sorry. Let me show the Red Sox, then I'm part of the community, and they should sign me instead of Craig Kimbrell.
Play the role of Pete Abe. How dare you question Mookie not being at the Bruins game? He had a daughter, okay? Birth of his first child. Is it okay for him to... Idiots, trolls on Twitter, questioning Mookie not being at the Garden. Stupid. Duck boats. Duck boats. How dare you guys question anything? Duck boats. Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
I don't know if I can handle that.
No, it is.
I don't know if I can handle it.
You guys questioned the Patriots at the beginning of the year, just like you questioned the Sox bullpen. Duck boats.
Line them up.
Yeah, Patriots. Oh, they're going to 4-8, 11-5. My ass. You said the same thing about the Sox bullpen. Duck boats. This is where we're at right now.
You want to focus on the negative.
Yeah.
That's right, John. But the Celtics. What, this group of Celtics players haven't won anything.
Stop talking duck boats.
This group of Celtics players, they haven't won anything.
You have Corrales and Gilroy all over your ass.
Duck boats.
God, Karabas videos.
You talk too much. Duck boats.
Karabas, I think a month from now, is still going to be sending out duck boat parade videos.
What's he going to do?
In December.
What is he going to do?
Just remember my
season?
Duck boat parade. Every time I look up. Man.
Get the duck boats ready.
What is he going to do in the off season? Is he like tuned into the GM meetings?
Sure,
they are having the GM meetings today, right?
Carlsbad.
I saw Dombrowski said that all the Red Sox free agents have expressed a desire to come back. Sure, they have. What are they going to eliminate the Red Sox on the list?
Pay me, and I'll come back.
No, you're the one team I don't like.
Duck boats.
Get the duck boats ready.
Duck boats.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
You need something down there, coach?
Maybe. I was maybe calling to call timeout,
Well, we need you if you're going to come.
No. I get this every week. If you need a timeout, call on down and call it. So I came down here, I didn't take it, and then I moved back.
Okay.
I mean, come on, fellas.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I got to concentrate on the snap. Right?
Okay, and I would have told you if I needed it, but I wanted to see what the formation was, and it was a key play in the game.
All right, we'll work together.
All right, I mean, I'm not going to get down there and get in the way.
Love it when Belichick goes guard whistle like that. It's awesome. It's terrific. By the way, did you prank the Mike Vrabel press conference today? The telecom?
Unprankable.
No, yeah, unprankable is right.
What do you mean it's unprankable?
They knew we were coming.
Yeah, well, not that they knew we were coming. They just do it in a way where we can't do it, right?
How?
So the way the Patriots do it is like, all the reporters kind of hang around like
a conference call,
like a little phone, right?
They have their lunch. Yeah.
That's it. And they sit there in the same room.
Conference
so
call,
like,
he's on speakerphone. They all just throw questions, but they all sit in a room together. They don't call in.
So I couldn't. Apparently. I wasn't going to be able to do it. Yeah. But we are going to do Feinbaum.
Who?
Why are you announcing it on the air?
They're not listening to us right now.
He might be. He might have somebody in the
air. He's not ruined.
It's because you don't want to do it.
Just
ruined
it.
Hey, can we can't bring up Feinbaum, can we?
No.
Not on our Eagles.
Why they're
you know, why can't we protect the Boston College football team, like we protect all the other freaking sports in this town?
Because the line's 20. It should be 35.
Why is there no duck boats? BC Eagles going to rip that Clemson butt out. Yeah, you don't got a chance.
You know why. I know why.
I don't know. Like,
know
it's
why.
Duck Flutie did
it. It's a pro town.
Duck Flutie.
It's a pro town.
Duck Flutie.
I mean, other than Curtis, who's getting excited about this game coming up?
Wait, let me just hear
Curtis
one of their
doesn't
calls.
Even
let
know
get,
who's
let,
playing.
Let me get some inspiration.
This
Here's
is
one
the
of their
standard
calls.
That Christian has to meet for the Feinbaum show.
Okay.
How about Ken Stabler? How about Leroy Jordan? How about I can name them. I'm so damn bad right now.
I like this woman.
You know what, Counter? You stick your head in a pile of crap and take a good sniff, because that's all you're good for. You get Alabama's back and leave them alone. They're exactly where they need to be.
This is the woman from Alabama.
But it won't be because of your lying, jealous mouth.
Shut your little cow turd mouth up
and get away from Alabama. Stay away from us down here. We don't need you. Row damn tide, cow turd.
This is perfect. Let me go on forever.
She's a better prank caller than you, though.
She's not a prank caller.
That's a real prank caller.
Oh, I thought that was prank.
No, that's who she really is.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be really easy.
I'm calling right now. Yeah. As soon as we leave, I'm calling.
So you're going to call?
Yep.
And what are you going to say?
I got to get through.
You're going to be like a Yahoo BC
duck
Eagle
boats.
Fan?
I'm with duck boats.
Is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to use lose line. Every time it's a duck boat.
I like the duck boats a lot. We'll do more duck boat talk tomorrow. This final segment has been sponsored by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com.
Oh, or damn, God.
877 Cars for Kids.
Cowtard.
So you call him right now?
Yeah, I got to go.
He's on hold right now.
Give him a call.
This will be good. All right, boys, we'll reconvene tomorrow, 2 p.m. Be there. We're out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.